chapter 2, the Christmas story. And again, as I said Sunday, I hope you will read the Christmas story with your family. And that'd be great and wise to do. And I will be in Luke chapter 2. Do our best to read it. I know it's a little hard to see out there. And Luke chapter 2, I'll start at verse 6. I'm going to turn my light up a little bit.
It's a little too dark.
Luke chapter 2, and I'll be verse 6. And so it was that when they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Sunday we talked about peace on earth, though it's not come yet. God's overture toward man has happened, and God seeks peace with mankind. Let's go ahead and pray. I want to talk about let the light of the world shine. Let's pray. And Lord, we thank you for this evening's service. Thank you for everyone who's here. We thank you for Jesus being born. Thank you as we can read about the humble birth. What a sign, Lord, that he came from heaven, was born in a manger. We thank you for that. And we thank you for, though he was rich, became poor for our sakes. And we thank you for the word. And I pray tonight that you'd help us understand and speak to our hearts. And may we have meaningful truth that impacts our lives and speaks to us in a real and powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen. You can imagine the shepherds being called to go see the Son of God born and go see the new Son of God, the baby that's been foretold, and how that they would probably say, wow, this is going to be an amazing sight, and what castle is it at, and boy, it's got to be a big thing, and why are they even inviting us? Then they're told it's in a manger, it's in a stall, in a barn, he's wrapped in swaddling clothes, and he's not going to be in a robe and in any kind of royalty, and that's God, and that's how he he came with a humble birth, and was a man of sorrows, and he came down there, and in the process, he talks about in verse 9, he says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid." So the angels, there they are. They're round about, and the shepherds are listening. But the angels, it said, there was a great light that shone round about them, and the glory of the Lord shone. It says, and there was that light. And if you kind of follow the Christmas story, everything you find about it is light. You find them following the star. You find the angel of the Lord and the light shining round about that. And we find why, I'm going to be in John chapter 1, why so many things about light were about the birth of Christ. And because he is light. It's interesting, so much about Christmas even today kind of revolves around lights. We even have Christmas lights. We have candle lights, things for Christmas, and because, by the way, Jesus was born probably by lamplight or candlelight in a manger, and so there's a lot about light there. John chapter 1, and verse 4, to speaking of Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. It's interesting. It says Jesus was the light of the world. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And we see that Jesus had life, the life for mankind, and that life was the light of men. And let me tell you, Jesus came, we might have light, we might have life, we might have it more abundantly. It's all about light. And he calls the life of Jesus Christ that we get at salvation light. You know, it's so clear and it's so obvious this is true. If I never had a Bible verse, if I never had the Bible to tell me that, I would know by my own light and testimony that when I came out of the world and came to Christ, I suddenly, the light turned on. I could see life. I could see purpose. I could see reason. I could see everything in life, why things happen, why God is who he is, and why we are in the situations we are, and why my life had happened the way it did. You know, once I got close to God, the light was turned on and I could understand. You don't realize how dark this room is. If I suddenly turn on all these lights in this room, you'd say, whoa, I didn't realize it's that dark in here. So many of you, you were smart and you're well educated, and you had all those things, and you had all the things where you think you'd have, and you were you would have life figured out. And suddenly you came to the Lord and started studying the Bible, and it was like a light turned on. And you said, "Everything's so clear now. How was I so dumb?" Is the phrase you usually use. Actually, what you were is you weren't dumb. You were in darkness. And when you come to the light, when you come to the Lord who is the light, you suddenly can see because he is the light of life. In him was the life, and that life was the light of men. Now that is what Jesus is. He is the light of the world in John chapter 8. And verse 12, it says this, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." What a beautiful verse. "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but he'll have the light of life." You say, well, I've met some people who say they're Christians and they don't have much light. They seem as confused and they seem like they do a lot of dark stuff and stuff like that. I am not saying that every single person who calls himself a Christian, one, is a Christian, or two, is walking in the light. We're going to read verses later that says not all people who could walk in the light. They have electricity, they have light switches, they have light bulbs, they just don't turn the light on. And they walk in darkness in their life. And it's a tragedy. The Bible says this, "And the light shineth," this is John 1:5, "and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Sometimes people in darkness do not understand the light. They're critical of it. They're critical of people who follow and say that they know the light. Why? Because they do not comprehend. So listen, the Son of God, the light of the world, was on earth, and there are people in darkness who never understood it. And their anger that came out with it, and the anger at the light of Jesus Christ, the anger came out. Now, they weren't happy people. It's not like they had light. But it just made them angry that Jesus said he was the light. And he is. Amen? He is the light of the world. Matter of fact, some people get very angry at the light for a reason. John chapter 3, and again, the book of John talks a whole bunch about light. Light is wonderful, but not everybody wants the light. John chapter 3 and verse 19 says this, "And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, that his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, they are wrought in God." Listen, the reasons, and I want to tell you this, as I have found this to be so true in so many lives. One of our folks was just working with a family member, and helping their family member, and their family member said, if I had this and this and this, I would do this and this and this, and that, and the person from our church who was serving the Lord got them this and this and this, and they said, I don't really want to do that. You know why? In this case, it was going to church. But you know, people don't want to be the light turned on. That's why places you shouldn't be are usually dark. Bars, a lot of places, darkness. Why? They just naturally know, I should be hiding. I don't want the light shining on. Criminals go out at night. And I want to say this. The light is a beautiful thing. Light makes us see clearly. Light helps us do things. Light reveals our flaws, though. I look great when the lights are off. Light turns on, I realize there's a few flaws there. And light is okay. Light is a good thing. It helps you see things. It helps you see clearly. And we should come to the light. It says, everyone who does truth comes to the light. I want to say this, mark it down. When someone despises and criticizes the light, it's because their deeds are dark and they don't want to come to the light because it reproves them. He that does truth comes to the light. But we should be children of light, it says. What a phrase. We should come to the light, but we should be children of the light. John chapter 12, in verse 35, Jesus said to them, yet a little while and the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of light. Children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed. And so Jesus said, walk as children of light. Boy, what a beautiful phrase that is. Not just have light in your life, but be children of light. And that's a beautiful thing that we should be called children of light. I want to give you a few things we should do, and they're pretty simple here. First thing we should do is get the light from Him. Get the light from Him. If Jesus is the light of the world, and we get our light from Him. He says, I am the light of the world. He that walks with me, he that walks in light, he will not walk in darkness. He that comes to me will have light. In verse 4, it says this, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. It says right there, it's a light of mankind. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Say, John came to bear witness of the life. We come to the light, and he gives us his light. John chapter 9 says this, and John chapter 9 and verse 4, it says, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am the world, I am the light of the world. Okay, understand? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He says, as long as I'm in this world, I am the light of the world. But then he says, I'm going to depart. And now you will walk as children of light. And you'll take my place. We come to him. He's the light of man, it says. We are taking his light. And so first of all, we get our light from him. We get our light from him. Secondly, we are to walk in the light. I'm going to read 1 John. 1 John, and way back at the end of the Bible here. Again, you don't have to turn to all these. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John and chapter 1 and verse 5, it says this, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. We're in walking together in the light, and we and Jesus Christ washes us from all our sin. We're to walk in the light. I want to say, we are in a dark world, but we are not dark. We're in a dark world, and there's darkness out there in the world. I want to say that, though. Light shines in the darkness. Darkness, it never becomes so dark that all of a sudden the light goes out. light always conquers darkness. The only time light does not conquer darkness is when it's not on. One candle will light up a lot of spots. One flashlight, not like you turn on your flashlight and it's got brand new batteries and it's shining bright and all of a sudden it's so dark that all of a sudden it just engulfs all the light and it comes over and all of a sudden all the way back into your bulb, the darkness takes over. No, light is greater than darkness. And we should walk as children of light. And the darker it is out there in the world, the brighter we're going to be shining. And we should shine the light and get out there and walk in the light and walk in the light and let people see the light. And we should do that. We should do this in love. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 11 says this, "He that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because a darkness has blinded his eyes." I want to say, I am so glad we don't have politics and cliques in church. We don't have people who hate each other and don't. We don't have that. We've never had that. Amen. One reason I'm glad about that is because it says we're in darkness if we hate our brothers. We're in darkness. I'm glad I have a church that loves each other and loves everybody and loves people. And that's good. Verse 11, it says, "He that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because a darkness hath blinded his eyes." He doesn't even know what kind of... And by the way, when you're in darkness, you don't know you're in darkness. You don't really realize how... your eyes are just adjusted to the darkness and you just think the whole world's dim. But I want to say, we should walk in that light. It's a constant state of loving. It's a state of the presence of God and being close to Him and drawing close to Him. And the third thing we should do is shine the light. Matthew chapter 5 says this very boldly, that we should shine this light of God. It's not our light, it's His light. He gives us light. We walk in this light, and then we're like glow in the dark. We walk around, and it's still glowing in us, and we take it everywhere we go, and we shine His light so people can see. Matthew chapter 5 says this, "Ye are the light of the world," Jesus speaking to us. "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but in a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So first of all, He's light. We get our light from Him. We walk in that light. It's in our lives. We're living it. And then we go shine that light and take it to others. And in shining that light and going out and giving that light to others, we light some other lights by winning folks to Christ. I'll show you a biblical pattern of that and then illustrate it. In the book of Acts, we see Saul. He was in darkness. He said, "I have a zeal of God. I'm serving God. I'm helping God. I'm doing God's will for my life." Not realizing he was in darkness. He had the first 5 books of the Bible memorized. The entire books. All Pharisees had that. He knew the law. He had all kinds of religious knowledge. And he thought he was in the light. And he was going around and locking up and killing Christians, because he was in darkness. And then the Lord met him in Acts chapter 26. And all of a sudden he realized he was not in the light. And he says this. He says, he's given his testimony, and the Apostle Paul, he was Saul, and then he turned to the Apostle Paul. "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me, and they which journeyed with me. And when we had fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, that I might make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto them which I'll send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and the inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me." Jesus said, "Hey, I've come to you, Saul. I've shown you the light, and I'm sending you now to take that light and to turn them from darkness to light. That's the Bible says. Saul did that process, got the light. Jesus was a light. He got the light from Jesus. He saw the light. He became walking in the light. He lived it. And then he took that light to others and lit other lights and turned them from darkness to light. I want to illustrate this for you a little bit. Let me illustrate it this way. Timmy, you want to illustrate this? Come on up here, buddy. Let's say the biggest candle here is Jesus up here up front. This is the light of Jesus, and he is the light of the world. And so he lights up Timmy. Timmy comes, and now we have another light. Okay? So now Timmy has light. All of a sudden, let's say, let's see. Who wants the light out here in the front row? All right, Chili, come on up here, buddy. Now Chili gets light. You go sit down, Tim. You have light. Room's going to get lighter. Go ahead and you meet Jesus. You're saved. You keep your light burning there. You get it burning. Who else wants the light? Daniel, come on up here. All right. Go ahead and light your light. You meet Jesus. Is it your light? No, you can't light yourself. You come to Jesus and he lights you up. And now these guys have light. Who else wants light? Okay, Eric, come on up here. Come on up here, Alex. You want light? You can sit down. All right, good. But you know what? Alex is going to go and he wants to be light. You can light up. But also, he needs to go light somebody else. So Ron's over here and he's going to go take the light because Ron doesn't come to church. And he's going to go right, he's going to take the light he got from Jesus and light somebody else. Because everybody doesn't get to Jesus. They don't know about God. They may not know. Go ahead, you can be seated. The room's getting brighter because more and more people are lighting other people. Anybody else want a light? Come on up here, Charles. Who else wants to be lit? Okay. Here, Daniel. Go light Daniel. Daniel needs to be lit up. Go. So Daniel. Jeremy, go take this back. I saw Jeremiah's hand. Go take him a candle too. And go light him up. And so we continue on. What happens? They come to Jesus. Jesus gives them light. They now have light. They take it to somebody else. That's the biblical pattern. You know, I want to say, if God has given you light, if you've met Jesus Christ, your Savior, he's the light. It's not you. It's not you're going around trying to impress everybody with you. You're trying to give them the light of Jesus. You need to light them up. You need to take Jesus to them. You know, but by the way, the devil's coming along. The devil comes along and he blows your light out. And now... People walk on and say, you're no different than me. You know why? You know why the world thinks you're no different? You know why the world criticizes you? Because you're not close to Jesus. Can you go light back? Light back up? Get close to Jesus again. Why? Because we Christians have to have light. We're religious people who go to church. No, no. We are, Jesus is not going to walk up and meet them. Right? They aren't going to walk up and meet Jesus. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world as long as I'm in the world, but now you let your light so shine. Some Christians light their light. And they get it lit. And they're living a pretty good life. And they're pretty good Christians.
But they hide it. They don't talk about it. They don't tell anybody. But Jesus says, let your light so shine before men. Don't do it like that. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so you light the light. See, you're supposed to go to Jesus.
He gives you light. You take that light. You take it with you everywhere you go. And then you light other people. This world's dark.
we need light. And if we could get Christians who would take their light, look how much light this little guy has. If you could just get Christians to walk in the light, to take the light, to get light somebody else's light, be soul winners, be witnesses. You know what happened? The whole world light up. You know what the devil's constantly doing? And so the world says, you're no different than me. No, you're not different than the world. So the Bible says, pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this. Keeps himself unspotted from the world. And so we want to light. We want to be the lights of the Lord and the light of the world. I say today, it's wonderful to be in the light. But there's some other people who need it. You take them, you try to light their candle. They might not want to be lit. If they don't want to be lit, that's fine. They have free will. But we don't twist anybody's arm. You want the truth? You want Jesus? You want victory? You want light? You want love? Boy, God's waiting for you. We Christians are to walk in the light. The light of the world came on Christmas. The light of the world came 2,000 years ago. But he wants the light to still be burning and shining. That's you and you're in my job. Are you a light tonight? Let your light so shine. Not everybody's going to want it. They'll run from the light, says sometimes. That's okay. We'll love them anyway. Let's love. Let's light the world. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the light of Jesus, Lord. As we have a candlelight service, we can have people light each other. And Lord, we realize how beautiful a flame is. How powerful it is. One flame could light the whole forest on fire. And one Christian can make a huge impact. Lord, it's amazing. We thank you for the opportunity to shine the light of Jesus. Only he can give us the true light. And Lord, we know that we won't walk in darkness anymore if we follow you. Help us to do so, Lord. Help us to love you and thank you for the light that came 2,000 years ago. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Everywhere around him, light. When Saul was saved, light when Jesus came. The glory of the Lord all around when we have light. Help us to walk in light, not in darkness like the rest of this world. That's common. That's small. Or that's just petty. Help us to live in the light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad I have light today.